Brother Cliff's always awake. He's ready to worship the Lord. Amen. James chapter 3. James chapter 3, verse 11. It's interesting in the scripture how there are numerous times of comparison. There are situations that are just showing the difference and showing a comparison, and James is making that effort here in James 3 and 11. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? And he, rhetorical question, obviously. He knows that there's a difference. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Everybody say fresh.
Fresh.
Fresh. Praise God. You may be seated. There's just something about food that is fresh. I'm going to preach until I hear your stomachs growl. About fresh food. My, the bake auctions that we've had for Mother's Memorial have been just incredible. Fresh baked goodies that are so wonderful. And whenever my wife makes the fresh bread for those auctions, she leaves one at home for me. And there's just something about toast made with fresh bread that makes you want to jump out of bed, get the coffee going, and pop those slices in the toaster. Amen. And our opportunity to be in Ketchikan with our son there and the church, we're able to go fishing and have some fresh fish baked in the oven. My goodness, what a difference that fresh is. And Ketchikan has an abundance of huckleberries, and you know, the little red berries that look like blueberries. And whenever we would go wandering, and somehow or another, the three older grandchildren and me would end up on adventures here and there, and get distracted by those berries hanging there from the bush. And whatever we were doing, we'd take time to go over and start plucking some of those huckleberries off, because fresh is the way to eat them. My goodness, it is so good. And oh my, setting that crab pot in Valner Bay. And being blessed by the Lord, because we only let it soak for 3 hours. But the first time we pulled up 5 Dungeness crab, and 4 of them were keepers. So fresh Dungeness crab, my word. That is so delicious. And the second time, again, just 3 hours of being on the bottom, and 7 crab came up with the pot. But this time there were 5 females, and it's against the regulations to keep females. We had to pitch them back in the water. But 2 of those males went home with us, and in the pot they went for fresh crab. Oh, I can hear some stomachs growling. But oh my, what an opportunity to have the freshness in those seafood items. And you know how the air, the atmosphere, the sky looks real clean after a rain. All the dust has been settled, all the pollen and everything knocked down. In Ketchikan, it's always clean looking like that because it rains so much. Really coming down. But we had some beautiful days. In fact, the temperature got up in the upper 70s. Can you believe that? And we just enjoyed those times. Amen. So James is asking about fresh fruit and fresh water. He's making the distinction about how a fig tree producing olives would be strange, an oddity. It's not going to work. Or a vine bringing forth figs. Nope. Doesn't work that way. That's going to be reversed. And so That fruit recognition is something that Jesus emphasized, making sure that people understood, by their fruit you shall know them. There's got to be evidence of someone walking with the Lord. There's got to be evidence of what the Lord has done as far as a change is concerned. Now, Matthew 7, where he made that statement about by their fruits you shall know them, he brings strong and straight instruction in what we have come to call the Sermon on the Mount. And several chapters long, that message is. But oh, how the Lord addresses hypocrisy. How he condemns it. How he identifies it as something that need not be a part of our lives. No, if there's something real and powerful, why settle for that which is fake and unnatural? Amen. Thank God. I'm going to keep reaching for what God has in the reality and the power of his blessing and the strength that he desires to display on behalf of his people. Ask, seek, and knock. Amen. This is just some of the stuff that he included in that Sermon on the Mount. How much more will your heavenly Father give? Thank God. And we can launch ourselves on a mission. I want to know more of what the Lord has in store for us. I want to know more of what he has provided. He's blessed me already with so much. He's provided already with great abundance, but he promises more. How can there be more? Thank God our God has abundance that would include more. You keep walking through that straight gate. You keep avoiding the broad way, praise God, and know that the hand of the Lord will be there to minister to you. Not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven, the Lord says. A huge difference between saying and doing. God, help us to be able to say our commitment and to be able to abide in that commitment, walking with the Lord in the power that he desires to display in our lives, building upon the rock by our hearing and our doing as well. Praise God. And then back to the fruit verses. Grapes of thorns, figs of thistles. Nope, not going to work that way. Praise God. But their fruits are going to be able to identify them. So we identify with the Lord. We make ourselves known as who we are serving and who we are walking with. Praise God. His name has been called over us in the waters of baptism. And that powerful name brings deliverance. That powerful name brings healing. That powerful name brings all that the Lord would desire to display in our lives. How excellent is thy name in all the earth. If we had the missionaries here today, they would be able to give testimony after testimony from their land, from their region, of how the power of the name of Jesus has been displayed. I'm thankful it's not just regional. I'm thankful it's not just local. I'm thankful it's global, because in all the earth, the name of the Lord is exalted. In all the earth, the name of the Lord is lifted up. Oh, thank God for the change that the Lord brings through the power of his name. Hallelujah. Water from a fountain. The scripture uses water many, many times as an object lesson about the Spirit of God. The woman at Samaria and the well that she was coming to, and Jesus sitting on the well, and the conversation, you know, about the well of living water and so on, and how the Lord checked out her honesty, because honesty and transparency before the Lord is very important. Go and get your husband. I have no husband. And the Lord said, thou hast well said. I wonder if she caught that pun. I wonder if she realized the Lord just was using that, you know, to emphasize how important it is. Amen. Thou hast well said. And then she understood more about what the Lord was able to do and how the Lord would ask about any man thirsting, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said. Oh, how important to believe as Scripture has said. There's a lot of ideas. There's a lot of teaching. There's a lot of things floating around in the world today. And the media is definitely spreading it here and there. But thank God we can believe as the Scripture has said. Amen. And out of our innermost being can flow rivers of living water. And this spake he of the Spirit, John explained, which they that believe on him should receive. Oh, thank God for the receiving. Thank God for the flow. Thank God for the river. James used water here and a fountain to make a point. Can sweet water and bitter water come from the same place at the same time? Can a fountain bring forth both salt water and fresh water? Nope. Not going to happen. We're going home on the skiff, and the wind came up a little bit, and we're trying to make our way back to Clover Pass and Knutson Cove, and the spray coming over the side of the skiff and right into my face. And you can't help but get a taste of the salt water. Yeah. It's very definite. Yeah. Salt water, yeah. Not fresh. And oh, how important to understand, you can't mix it. You make a choice, one or the other. You demonstrate one or the other. Amen. Thank God that the Lord is able to make that powerful difference, because His Spirit is like fresh water. His Spirit is like a nice long drink of cold, clear water. Hallelujah. And the power of the Lord. It's amazing how water can satisfy when a soda can't. Or coffee or tea or whatever the beverage might be that you're trying to satisfy your thirst with. It just is good old clear water. Hallelujah. No wonder the Lord said it's going to be like a river of living water, a well of living water. And Isaiah would record it in prophecy, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't contaminate it. Don't contaminate it with choices that are not in line with the Scripture. Don't contaminate it with appearance that is not godly, with actions that are not going to be pleasing to the Lord, with an attitude that doesn't fortify the Spirit of God in your life. Don't contaminate it. Amen. But move into that realm of the power of God is going to come forth in a mighty way. Praise God. Oh, in the book of Numbers, they sang, spring up, O well. Spring up, O well. Thank God that we can come to the house of the Lord and expecting that well to spring up for us. Thank God we can go into our prayer closet, as it were, and have that time of devotion with the Lord and know His power can minister to you right in your own home. Hallelujah. Or driving down the road or in your workplace. The power of God can move and work in a wonderful way. Praise God. Because He wants it to be fresh. Now, that principle was displayed in the manna that the Lord blessed the people of Israel with. He said, I will rain bread from heaven for you. Amen. And I imagine they thought loaves or cakes or something coming down. They saw the manna. When the dew evaporated off the ground, there was a small round thing, and they asked, what is it? Manna. Praise God. And the directions were, gather it every morning. See, it was to be fresh, not to be stored and old. No more and no lack. And twice as much on the sixth day, because they were not to gather on the Lord's day, that seventh day. And but man in his stubbornness, man in his propensity for disobedience, gathered more. The leftovers they found had worms and a strong smell. And on the Sabbath, there was none, because the Lord had said, gather twice as much on the day before. And it didn't take very long for them to realize the Lord keeps His word. The Lord gives his directions, and we need to follow. We need to obey. We need to make sure we're doing it God's way. It always works out better when you do things God's way. It always comes together a whole lot more when you do it God's way. Your whole family is blessed when you do things God's way. Amen. Your whole household is blessed. Praise God. And it lasted for a long time, 40 years, as they traveled through the wilderness. Amen. A pot is about 2 quarts. Of about 2 quarts was kept in the ark, so that future generations would be able to see God was faithful. God provided. God blessed. Hallelujah. Oh, thank the Lord. God has something fresh for us every day. We get something from God every day. He daily loads us with benefits. Give us this day our daily bread. Fresh is what God wants to provide for you. Amen. His word being alive and powerful, we let it speak to us with direction and encouragement, with guidance and empowerment. Praise God. And we bring our needs before him, that asking, that seeking, that knocking. Thank God. We speak to him about our needs. The Lord knows what your needs are, even before you ask. But we cast our care upon him because he cares for us. And then we wait for the answer. We listen for the answer. We look for the answer. Amen. We're not haphazard and careless about it, but we seek the Lord because he is the living bread. Hallelujah. I am the living bread, he declared, which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Oh, thank the Lord for that touch that the Lord is able to give. Thank God for the power that he's able to display. Thank God for the strength that he's able to give. The freshness is to be evaluated or to be experienced in every area. Psalm 92 and 10, the psalmist said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Fresh oil. Praise God. And David would declare about the Lord being his shepherd and how his cup runs over and the Lord prepares a table before him, even in the presence of his enemies. And he said, thou anointest my head with oil. Praise God. Because he knew the blessing. He knew the favor. He knew the distinction. He knew the change that the Lord would be able to bring in his life. Thank God that we're able to anoint with oil in the name of the Lord. And the power of the resurrection being displayed there as we obey the word of God in James 5 and 14. And the Lord shall raise him up. I'm thankful that includes physical ailments. Cancers have been healed. Amen. The Lord has done a work in so many ways here in the powerful name of Jesus. Thank God joints have been healed. Thank God skin lesions have been healed. Thank God asthma has been healed. Thank God the work of the Lord has been done in a powerful way. But God is able to touch our minds. God is able to heal our hearts. God is able to minister to the complete individual when we bring our needs before him and we put our trust in his word. He is able to do that work. Nothing is impossible with him. Praise God. Praise God. The Lord heal memories? Yes, he can. Oh, yes, he can. Praise God. The Lord heals in such a powerful and wonderful way. Thank God we obey his word and anoint with oil, and the Lord does a tremendous work. A tremendous work. The Lord is able to minister in such a special way. Thank God. We met a new convert, a new brother in Ketchikan, and he shared with me how he had 2 heart attacks and how he had open surgery and how the Lord had began dealing with him. And one of the other brothers, Brother Victor, invited him 8 or 9 times to church as they met there in Safeway and where Brother Victor works, and how Gary said, well, I think I better start paying attention. I think I better see what this is about. And he came to church and got baptized in Jesus' name and got filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And he's so, so thankful. So thankful that Brother Victor didn't stop. Amen. That there was a fresh invitation. Amen. When Brother Victor saw him, come on, man, you got to come to church. You got to be in church with me. Come on. And he'd put it off, he'd put it aside, but after those two heart attacks, after those two events and the pacemaker installed and all of those things, he decided, I better start checking this out. And God met with him. God blessed with a fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful for the power of the Lord to bring about a change that is powerful and wonderful and fresh. Praise God. Fresh. Keep getting a fresh touch from the Lord. Keep getting a fresh move of the Spirit of the Lord. Keep getting that fresh bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Thank the Lord. There is something fresh there that we can receive and know the Lord to minister in our lives. A fresh touch of His compassion that the Bible tells us is new every morning. I love that. Every morning I've got fresh compassion from the Lord. Every morning I can get a fresh touch of His compassion and loving kindness in my life, in my experience, as I reach out to Him. Praise the Lord. Prophetic utterances in the Scripture are amazing. And Isaiah 28, the rest and refreshing that we're able to enjoy in the Holy Ghost, as the prophet talked about it, and Paul emphasized it in 1 Corinthians 14, rest and refreshing. Thank God. I need that refreshing. I need that touch. I need that help that comes from the Lord. Praise God. I need the change that He's able to bring. Not sweet and bitter and trying to combine them together. Not trying to make them compatible. Not trying to make them coexistent. No, I want the sweet water, not the bitter. I want the fresh water, not the salt. Amen. See, that's the problem with people today. They're trying to hang on to both worlds. They're trying to make it seem as though they can occupy one aspect of walking with God while still holding on to the world and all of its pleasures. The pleasures of sin are for a season. A season. Then it's gone. It changes. It's different. And oh, thank God, at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. And in His presence, there's fullness of joy. Praise God. That's my choice. That's my desire. That's the work I want God to do in my life. Praise God. So I'm not going to confuse figs and olives. No, I'm going to do what God wants me to do. I'm going to move in the realm that He wants to produce. I'm going to live the way that would bring fruit that would glorify Him and lift Him up. Praise God. And it will be fresh. Hallelujah. Oh, the devil and his deceit. The old Gibeon. Those inhabitants that heard about Jericho, heard about the destruction. You know, it's amazing how that there are people who hear about the things of God and are aware of them. That Rahab telling the spies, you know, we heard how the Lord parted the sea for you. That was 40 years before. And yet she's recounting what happened 40 years before to those spies that came to Jericho. We heard about it. Amen. These Gibeonites heard about it. And they came with old ragged clothes and old torn shoes and moldy bread and wine sacks that were cracked and had the appearance of having been on a journey for a long, long time. And they told the lie to Joshua and others and saying, we're from a long ways away. The devil has so many lies, so many ways to deceive. So many things that he would offer that really aren't any good at all, and certainly not fresh. Oh, but the Lord and His freshness, the Lord and His power, the Lord and His blessing, the Lord and His strength, that's what I'm going to choose. That's what I'm going to hold on to. That's what I'm going to prefer. Amen. And not that deceit, not that foolishness. Not that nonsense that the devil wants to hold out to us, but no, hold on to the blessing that God has. Stand with me now, please. Oh, I appreciate God and the faithfulness He displays, the power He reveals, the blessing He brings forth. Even at times when I don't trust, I don't believe, and I stumble with faithfulness, I'm thankful He doesn't just flick me off the chart, as it were, and say, "Oh, that's it. That's it. You goofed up too many times. You messed up too many times." Not that I'm trying to excuse those things and then let the grace of God minister to me. No, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. But that doesn't mean I make sin abound just so I can have more grace. Oh, no, that's foolish. That's something that the apostle said, "God forbid." I'm going to keep holding on to the grace that God has in store for me. Praise God. And keep holding on to the blessing that he wants to display. Praise God. Is that your desire today? Yes. Amen. Not bitter and sweet water and trying to mix them and trying to make it compatible. Try to make it okay. Excuse the behaviors that are wrong. Excuse the things that we know to be contrary to God and to his word. Not trying to get salt and fresh water to mix and be somehow satisfying. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm going to make the choice. Sweet water, Lord. Fresh water, Lord. That's what refreshes. That's what brings power. That is what brings life. Praise God. And can we come and pray today? Thank God. Thank God for his power and his goodness, his blessing and his strength. Praise God. Oh, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for his mercies. I thank the Lord for his strength. Hallelujah. Kashantalomoh. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we glorify you. Nemehesu kandalobo matai. Hosholanalama kamandolorobo saketendalobo. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Mangabaha sandolomoko shandalaraba. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ah, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Help us to make that choice every day, Lord. Help us to stay true to that choice every way, Lord. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Thank you for that freshness, Lord. Thank you for that refreshing, Lord. Thank you, God, for the waters of your Spirit that we can drink of again and again. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And we follow after you, Lord. We choose you, Lord. Hallelujah. We walk with you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, demonstrate your power, I pray. King Gale, my son, gondola, my baptized.